Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. The holiday season is fast upon us, so get ready for an endless parade of Christmas music, the bells of somewhat cheerful Salvation Army workers, and fantastical movies that create unrealistic expectations for the holiday, including that turkey and goodwill can cure debilitating childhood diseases. And a damn. However, audience are granted a rare treat with Krampus, the tale of the Christmas devil who, along with his band of demonic minions, punish the wicked and the selfish. Max is fed up with Christmas this year. Well, join the club, Max. Between absent parents, an obnoxious sister, and terrifying relatives who could be the poster children for the people of Walmart, he has lost the Christmas spirit. However, when Krampus comes a-knocking, will they sing a different tune to prevent being sucked into hell? To me, Krampus is just about damn near perfect and a fine addition to the holiday cinematic canon. It had everything I needed: an awkward family dinner, a cryptic German grandmother telling creepy stories, and general death and mayhem. Now, folks were disappointed with the film. I could tell, because they commented on everything they felt was wrong with the film like a live Twitter feed. Some even bah-hummed their way out of the theater. Haters to the left, I guess. Why do you think people didn't like the film? I think folks expected a traditional horror film in the strictest sense. Krampus is an eerie comedic horror film. I mean, for Christ's sakes, the film has Toni Collette and Adam Scott in it. What did you expect? Krampus is like Nightmare Before Christmas, without the ridiculously awesome musical numbers, which is fine. I accepted long ago that not every film needs to be a musicale, although some would be better if they were. Krampus found balance. It was scary when it needed to be, funny where appropriate, and gave one of those annoyingly necessary morales that let you know it's a holiday film. And with that X-Fill, I give Krampus 4.5 X's out of 5. Just thank the mighty star of Baby Jesus that it wasn't written and directed by M. Night Shyamalan.